Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Have a banana. That's the song what's stuck in my head at the moment. It's just after 10 to 11. It is now the morning after the last night of Scrooge. And I'm on my way in to the band called for School of Rock to eradicate the earworms of the last week from my brain. It's going to be Stick It to the Man, isn't it, this week? I think there's some songs in it that aren't in the film, actually. It's the Andrew Lloyd Webber School of Rock thing. Something about Mount Rock and Horace Green, I think, is the name of the school. I don't know. I've never actually seen this show, and I haven't played in it. So I quite enjoy these weekends. These are going to be my anchors, I think. Just getting to stay in bed till, like, well, it was 10 o'clock this morning, but and then I'll be back home, hopefully between 6 and 7 this evening. I've already said to my wife that I'll get a Chinese in tonight, because I've got two evenings in a row when I'm actually going to be in, because I have sacked my Monday night choir for the rest of the year just because it's too much. So and I'm not going to be in their concerts anyway this year because I'm too busy. So, but that does leave me with an hour or two each evening to try to get on top of the things that I'm a bit behind on. Like, I need to be sorting out music and audio files for my choir, because we've got some gigs coming up. Week on Friday, we've got a Christmas concert, I suppose you'd call it, and on 2 weeks today as well, there's another one. One of them's an old people's home, the other one's like a joint concert with a Murray Concert Brass, like a concert wind band type thing. But basically there's some community carols in that, where we're doing some of the David Wilcox arrangements. If you don't know those, they're well worth a listen. They are basically some really cool arrangements of traditional Christmas carols that have got like the big kind of massive organ sometimes actually there's a full orchestra, but then like it's the famous kind of descant high soprano kind of decorations on some of the last verses of some of the carols. So I need to, they haven't done any of those yet, so I need to get those sorted out, and just basically be thinking about stuff. But also, I've got the last episode of Loki to watch tonight. I ain't missing that. I'm not leaving that one behind. What else? So I don't know how long this episode's going to last. I was surprised actually that the last one was an hour and three quarters. I did make the decision to not make it a whole month one because I knew it would be too long, but even the bit that you did get was quite long. So I don't know, you'll either get a week of School of Rock, depending on how chatty I feel this week, which seems to be on the increase when I'm gigging, which I suppose makes sense because this is a musician's diary, not a teacher's diary. So other than that, this week coming up, I think I am covering for my head of department on Friday, because she's got a day of leave that day. Rest of the week is pretty normal sort of school wise, but School of Rock, so it's pretty much a repeat of last week but with a different musical and a venue that's about half a mile away from the one that I was at before. So that's it, and I've got to start thinking ahead, because a week tomorrow is the first band call for Panto, and I haven't done anything with that yet, so music wise so full on, and that's the best way for it, really. 5 weeks of term left. I'm gonna go drink my coffee, listen to some music, and be thinking about finishing off the programming for this band call when I get there. Hoping I'm going to be able to get in. They've rearranged a lot of the centre of Aberdeen now and put a load of like bus gates in, so you've got to be really careful that you don't end up on the wrong stretch of road and get fined £120 or something ridiculous. So yeah, that's a bit awkward, but anyway, off I go, off I pop, off I trot, enjoy your Sunday or whatever day it is you're listening to this, and I'll speak to you again soon. Howdy, bye. I had to come back in straight away because I've opened my playlist at where it finished off last night, running through my top 20 albums of Kerrang's end of albums, end of year list 1985. I'm on number one from that year, Bryan Adams' Reckless, and it's a perfect one to start off my week with. Kids Wanna Rock, Bryan Adams. I'm going. Bye. So the chaos and misunderstandings of organisation and stuff have already started. I need to be really careful. I've parked up and loaded my gear into the Tivoli stage door, but as I said, half of Aberdeen is now bus gates in the centre. If I end up on the wrong stretch of road, I'm going to end up... No, I can't go that way. Okay. Just make sure... No, I'm all right. Found a way round. It's fine. It just means there's a bit of a longer journey to get round to the car park where I have to repark, because parking outside the back of the Tivoli is only 2 hours, and I need 4 hours. So just on my way back around. So I got there. The back of the Tivoli is a really old theatre, and it's quite quaint. It's nice, but it's about half the size of His Majesty's Theatre in Aberdeen. It's built by the same architect, apparently. I can't remember the guy's name, but it is really nice. It's just, it's tricky to get in. When you get in through the back, through the stage door, there are a couple of options. Fortunately, the easier option has been available for me, but there's a corridor that goes underneath the stage behind the orchestra pit with a little hatch that you can open and climb up into the orchestra pit through. Other than that, sometimes that's blocked because that's pretty much the whole backstage area, that corridor. Other than that, if that's not open, you basically got a really narrow, steep staircase to pull heavy equipment up. And then when you get to the top, you've got several very tight corners to get round. So fortunately, I've got my stuff in through the pit, but there's various people doing different things at this point. The stage crew are building the set. And there's a guy who's been in charge of the kids band, the onstage band, has got the kids band coming in. Now, normally when we do a production at the Tivoli, the band call is usually in the bar area, because on the Sunday, there's so much going on in the main theatre that it's just practical that way. It's a bit of a pain because we have to set up our stuff twice and move it around and stuff, but at the same time, it's the only practical solution normally. So I got there today, and there's a couple of the band there already. We've been told by the MD that the band call this time is actually in the pit. To which the assistant musical director, the one that's doing the kids band, has expressed a little consternation, because the kids band are coming in this afternoon and the Tivoli has a very small pit, basically the width of my keyboard. The width of the stage, but sideways on, I can only fit my keyboard, and even then it has to tuck under the side of the stage. So there's not really any room in the auditorium for the kids band to set up, because they've got drums as well as the other stuff. And they can't go on the stage because the set's being built at the moment. So I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen. My stuff's in through the pit. It's actually easier to get to the bar from there anyway. So my stuff's in there. I'll move it when I get back, but I'm just off to repark now. And the band call's scheduled to start in about just over an hour. So that gives me time to get reparked, pick up a Sainsbury's meal deal on the way through, or... No, I'm not going to go for burger because I'm having a Chinese later. Just see what happens when I get there. Hopefully I have enough time to finish off my programming before we have to start playing the shit. But we're all professionals. We'll get there. Anyway, tatty bye and sayonara and stuff. that was a fairly successful band call day. Took a while to get sorted. We did end up practicing in the pit in the end. It was a bit chaotic, but it's fine. And it lasted a bit longer than I had thought. The band call itself did finish at 5, but I stayed behind to get the programming finished. So I didn't get away until 6:30, which means I'm not going to get home till 7:30-ish. And then I need to pop out to the Chinese. So it'll be get home, order the Chinese, go and pick it up, get back, eat it, sat down with Loki, and then last episode, woo, and then off to bed, ready to get up in the morning. I did have some shit to do at home, but it's not going to get done tonight. I'll have to wait. It's stuff for choir, but fuck it, I just have to wait. You can't do any more than you've got time for. I'm a bit knackered, so I'm going to fuck off now. And tomorrow is another day. So here we go again. I am coming out of school on a Tuesday. It is nearly 4:00. And Tuesdays. Not a bad day, but it ends up with a class who I end up coming out of the lesson at the end of the day just thinking, arseholes. Just fucking, oh my god. But I'm only going to have to put up with them until May, I think, something like that. April, May time. So that's when the timetable changes for next year, and I think most of them won't have chosen music. So anyway, so this is now, for the rest of this week, pretty much a carbon copy of last week. I don't know if I've used that phrase with you. I have used it with several people. I apologise if I am repeating myself. It's just going to happen from time to time, just because my brain's all over the place. So yeah, same as last week. Same performances, just a different musical in a theatre about half a mile away from the last one. So last week was Scrooge. This week is School of Rock. Dress rehearsal tonight. Performances Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And 2 on Saturday, and that's this week. The rest I will leave for possibly another episode, because I might just make this a week long one. Who knows? But where am I? I'm just thinking. My choir stuff. Week on Friday we're singing at old people's home, and that's like, everything's just very last minute, which I'm well aware a lot of people, especially music teachers, are in that position this time of year. But I've not been in that position with I just had a kid looking in from, I'm near school and some kid just looked at me as if to say, that's really thrown me off my thread. No, it's just fucking gone. I'm going to go now. I can feel an eggnog latte coming on. So I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Be over tonight tomorrow. Eggnog latte and McDonald's on the way. And then dress rehearsals due to start at 6:30. Or else we're there at 6:30. So hopefully the traffic won't be too bad to me. What I was saying was, I'm used to being busy at Christmas, but I'm not used to being busy and a teacher on top of that, or being a teacher and busy on top of that, whichever way around. I'm about as busy as I've ever been as a musician, but I also have a full-time teaching job now as well on top. So it's fun, but it's demanding, and I'm sure you're getting the gist. So I'm going to shut up and fuck off. Bye! Oh, so you've been getting fairly lively, chirpy clips from me for quite a while, because I've not tended to be recording first thing in the morning, just because I am a bit bleary-eyed and bleh, which is how I'm feeling now, actually. But I thought I'd shake it up a little bit, because we had the dress rehearsal last night for School of Rock. I had assumed that, as was the case, at the band call on Sunday, we had finished pretty much on time, because it's always nice to finish on time, but one of the main reasons was there's a lot of kids in the cast, and the parents apparently can be quite what should we say, vigilant about finish times. I think they get a lot of complaints if the kids are late coming out and stuff. But last night things did run a bit late, and I think they will probably have complained and stuff, but unfortunately there was no way around it because it was the dress rehearsal, and that meant that it was the last chance to get it right. So the reason that it wasn't that things were going particularly wrong in terms of performance, but as you can imagine, it's quite a technical challenge for the sound guy, because you've basically got two bands to mix in different places. You've got the pit band in the pit, obviously, but also you've got a separate kids band on stage, and there are times when they play together, there are times when they play separately, the times when the on-stage band aren't playing at all. So obviously it's a bigger job for them, so they had to get that right in terms of, I mean, it's not necessarily just in terms of how everything's hooked up, but I mean partly to do with that is the fact of monitoring, because one of the big problems with this show is there's as I said, there's a band on stage and they're playing at the same time as the band in the pit. They have a drummer on stage and we have a drummer in the pit as well, and they're playing at the same time. Now if the drummer on the stage can't hear the drummer in the pit, then the whole band on stage is going to go out of sync with the whole band in the pit. And that did tend to happen a bit, because although the drummer on stage can see the conductor, it's a lot more difficult when you can't actually hear what you're playing in sync with. So they did incredibly well, I have to say. But one of the other problems is as well that even if you do put an on-stage monitor next to the drummer that's on the stage, I'm sure you can imagine that, I'm sure you can appreciate that a drummer's monitor has to be quite loud, because they have to be able to hear it over the sound of the drums that they're hitting. So that causes all sorts of problems with bleeding into the mics on stage and causing feedback and stuff like that. It's a big challenge, basically. So that was why we didn't get away until about 10:45 last night, which meant I didn't get to sleep until after midnight. And of course, I was back up at 6 this morning. So we're back in again at 6:30 this evening, just to iron out, just to make sure some of these issues are ready for the first show, which is tonight. But obviously that means I'm kind of starting the run on a sleep deficit more than usual. So although it is a carbon copy of last week, I'm just gonna have to keep plodding on until I get another lie-in on Saturday morning. So it's Wednesday now, just nearly 7:15 in the morning. I should probably speak to you later on. I don't really have anything else to say other than Universal Credit have fucked up again. This happens every 6 months to a year that they fuck up. And obviously, it might seem strange that we're getting Universal Credit because I'm working pretty much full time. But actually, that fluctuates because I'm a cover teacher some of the week. But also, I'm not actually earning enough to go over the threshold when you include the amount that's included in our claim for Suzanne's disability payment, because she can't work. So we do get a small amount each month. But I used to be on carer's allowance before, before November 2022, which is pretty much when I started working as a teacher. Back then, they fucked up. Well, I don't know who fucked up. They're actually run by the same government department, the Department for Work and Pensions. Universal Credit is now under the same umbrella, but they obviously work in different rooms and don't speak to each other, because even though our carer's allowance claim, or my carer's allowance claim, finished last November, they continued to deduct that from my Universal Credit payment So that got sorted out in May because it was starting to build up and we got a little bit of a lump payment, back payment that they should have been paying us. At the same time, we got a little bit of a payment from carers, from DWP for the carer's allowance, which I don't know what that was for, but presumably just to kind of tie up whatever we were owed and close the claim. I don't know, because we hadn't had anything from them for 6 months, so I don't know, it just sounds like they fucked up to me. But presumably in the process of issuing that payment, we've gone back on the system as being in receipt of carer's allowance again, because I've just checked and we're still getting it deducted from the monthly amount. I mean, you know, obviously we're not kind of in poverty or on the breadline or anything like that, but we are still significantly overdrawn at the moment, and as I was saying before, that is hopefully going to be sorted out over the Christmas period, because there's a lot of music work coming in. But it really pisses me off when I realise that actually we shouldn't be. You know, for the majority of the last year or more, and this has been going on in different ways for different fuck-ups pretty much all the time. This seems to me to be the standard for the Department for Work and Pensions and Universal Credit and any government agency, actually. It seems to be the standard that it's just sorting out fuck-ups. I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, so basically we've been in our overdraft pretty much all the time. Not all the time, but most of the time over the last, in this instance, over the last year or more, because of their error. And every time it gets corrected, we're back in the black where we should have been. And then the errors just continue to mount up and it just goes back again. So it's like, you know, there's me thinking, fucking hell, it's a bit of a struggle. Yeah, like I say, we're not like going to go under or anything like that, but it is tighter than it should be. And it, you know, so just fucking, yeah, that's my rant of the morning over. Anyway, I'm going to fuck off because I'm knackered and I'm going to go and listen to some Beastie Boys and drink some coffee. So I'll probably speak to you before the, on the way down later to on my 70-mile drive from school to the show, if I'm not too knackered. I might speak to you to keep myself awake, actually, long enough to actually get to a lay-by. That's a good idea, because there's only certain spaces where you can stop for a kip conveniently on the way, and I try to sort of gauge at what point it's going to be most advantageous for me. But if you pass one lay-by and then you've got another 10 miles until the next convenient one, then and you've misjudged it, you can be a little bit too tired, and it's like, I might just speak to you to keep myself awake. So famous last words. Anyway, before I tempt fate, I'm going to go and drink my coffee. Bye for now. Sorry, well, I'm not sorry, but I'm back straight away because I've got other shit I want to offload, get off my chest, vent, get out of my system, because, well, it's not vent, there's nobody's real fault about this, it's just more shit that I've got to do, it's the admin of life. But I forgot to say, and this is related to what I'm about to talk about, was today is the 1 year anniversary of me starting my job at the school I'm working at now, which seems to have flown by. What it does remind me is that I'm fast approaching the end of my potential NQT, potentially the end of my NQT year, newly qualified teacher year. There are, I think, 4.5 weeks of term left. Fucking hell. And I've got 3 more observations to get fit in. Bits and bobs to fill in on my profile because of that. But also, even when I get to that point and get my full registration, I've been in touch with the union rep because there's a clause in the salary negotiating documents which not many people seem to know about. Even my course tutor didn't know about from uni, and she's been in the teaching profession for decades. But basically, I might have mentioned this a while ago, I'm not sure. If you've been in the profession, if you've been in, yeah, the profession that your teaching is related to for a certain number of years. For instance, if you're a chemistry teacher and you've been working as an industrial chemist, those years can count towards your starting salary. So there's like a scale that you climb, and if you're just a newly qualified teacher and you've not done any work in the sector, you go on to what's called point one, and then each year you go up a point on the scale, so you get a little bit more salary each year, up to a point. Once you get to that point, you'd have to apply for a higher post or some kind of promotion, you know, like a head of department or a, I don't know what a promoted post is, I don't know. But anyway, that's the basics of it. And I could, if I was to just go in at point one next year, then it would take me 5 years to get up to the maximum that a standard classroom teacher can earn, because that's how many points there are. But you can apply previous experience in your industry to your starting salary, which means that if I've been working as a musician for, well, it's different numbers of years for a different level, but basically, if it's over 15 years, I can go straight to the maximum salary starting point, which, if, as you can appreciate, because that's 5 years of, basically 5 years of pay rises, that's quite a considerable chunk more. So I was in touch with the union rep to see about how I go about applying for that, and I got an email back to say that basically normally it would come as a verification from your previous employer, but because my work has been freelance, basically I need to gather evidence to submit to somebody at the council who sets the salary starting rates and stuff, who decides who goes on what starting salary. So that's going to be extra work, basically, because I'm not sure how I'm going to do it. But I mean, I've got my accounts from basically the last 20 years, I think, which had me down as self-employed musician up till I think 2011, and then it came under the umbrella of the limited company that I operate under. So I can do all that, but thing is, it's not like full-time 40-hour a week stuff. So I mean, it's not even on a clock as such. It is a salaried position, really. It's just the problem with it is it's stop start all the time. It's not seasonal, but you know, there's a few weeks at a time where there's no gigs. But actually, being a musician, being a freelance musician, involves a lot of work behind the scenes. So all that time when I've not been doing gigs, there's been rehearsals and there's been preparation and even recording, as some of you know, related to it. So I basically just got to go through the process of convincing some bureaucrat that I've been working as a musician for over 15 years. I mean, if I don't get the full whack, you know, the full extra 4 points added, then at least if I got a couple of points, it would get me a head start. So just have to see how that goes. But that just popped into my head basically because it's my year anniversary. Happy teaching anniversary to me. Although only at the school I'm at now, because I had already done a couple of weeks of cover. So that's that. I'm going to go because I need to think. That was a pretty good day. It's now 4:10. I'm well on the way down towards Aberdeen for our opening night of School of Rock. What I was speaking to you about this morning, or just a few seconds ago in your life, about the universal credit situation. Somebody looked into it. I only put the message up, sent them a message about it this morning over breakfast, and somebody had looked into it by the time I got to morning break today, and is putting the situation to rights. Almost $2,500 we're behind, or they're behind on us, they owe us. So that's a nice correction just before Christmas. No wonder it's been a bloody struggle. Anyway, they're usually pretty good at sending that through once they've acknowledged they've fucked up. So it's been a pretty nice day. Apart from that, it's been a pretty good day, actually. I've had some of my usually more challenging classes, and I seem to have developed... it's not perfect, don't get me wrong, but I seem to be doing better at classroom behaviour management than I was before. And also, but not just like heavy-handed kind of being strict disciplinarian about it. I'm managing to keep my sort of friendly character, if you like, in the classroom as well. So it's nice to have a bit of a mix, to be able to put your foot down when you need to, but at the same time you don't want the kids to be scared of you. I would rather they knew that I wasn't somebody they needed to be scared of, because I don't like imposing discipline with fear. I believe it's the wrong way to do things, and I don't know why I'm putting a silly voice on. My pupils that I'm doing lots of accompanying for, shitloads of practice to do, as always. There's not much else to say that you haven't always heard 10 times before, so I'm going to just say tonight is opening night, School of Rock, here we come. Looking forward to another show week. Feeling quite awake at the moment, actually. I might get a kip somewhere on the way to Aberdeen, but I'm looking forward to it. So without further ado, unless I think of something else that I would like to pollute your ears with, I shall record some of the first number from tonight's show, which is the opening night. Bear in mind, again, it is from my position in the pit. I will try to position my phone somewhere that it's not gonna, that it's gonna pick at least something up other than, unfortunately, I'm sat right next to the drum kit, so you're probably gonna hear a lot of drums, but hopefully you'll be able to make out some other stuff as well. But yeah, this is, I can't even remember the name of the song, first song in the show, but this is the first song from the show. As heard from the keyboard one position in the pit. Enjoy, and I will speak to you again soon. Cue the music.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Now Vacancy!
Something isn't right, and honestly it isn't what you do.
That was absolutely fucking amazing and incredible. It's going to be a hell of a week. First night, just standing ovations at the end. As you can imagine, School of Rock is like primed for a really good audience reaction, but I wasn't kind of prepared for how good it was. The kids performed brilliantly. There's some stars in the making there, but it was to the point where there's bits in the script about Mr. Schneebly says about how amazing groupies are, and they're actually like coming out of the stage door afterwards. I mean, it wasn't for me, it was for the cast. As they were coming out one by one, there was actually a massive crowd of probably about 200 people around the stage door screaming and cheering when people were coming out of the stage door. Like, it was a proper I mean, I'm not joking, I could hear the crowd screaming when people were coming out from the front of the station, which is across the road and round the corner. I mean, as I was walking through the crowd, they were screaming for one of the other cast coming out of the door, but I did hear a couple of people that I know in the crowd going, "Go, Paul!" which was quite funny. So, no, that was just amazing, just brilliant. And the feeling, in the pit afterwards, after we'd finished doing the play out, you could hear the kids chanting backstage, "School of Rock, School of Rock." So, and that's just the first night. They are gonna love this week. That is, just seeing their faces light up when they get all the, I don't know what it is. Why you can't, it's not that you need praise and adoration, but it's amazing when you get that much gratitude for doing what you really enjoy doing. It's so gratifying. Anyway, that is me finished gushing after that first night. Totally different vibe from last week. Probably less demanding in a technical musical sense. Obviously there's still things to focus and concentrate on, but it's just an amazing fun show, and everybody loved it. I'm just looking forward to the rest of the week. It didn't finish till I didn't get away from the car park till like 10:30, so it is a later finish than last week, which is going to make things tiring, but it doesn't matter. It's quite a long show, but it does mean I'm not going to be getting home until like 11:20 maybe, most nights. And I need to fit in a shower, because the thing is, I'm home for what, seven and a half hours each night now before I'm up for school in the morning again. But I can't go without a shower all week. So I'm gonna have to, what day is it? It's Wednesday. I had a bath on Monday, so if I have a shower tonight, that'll see me through to Friday, and I can get a shower in the afternoon on Friday, because I finish school early on Friday. So yeah, that's fine. I'll need to have a shower tonight, because I just can't go all the way. Sorry, I'm a little bit hyped, as you might be able to tell. So I am going to listen to some rock and roll on the way home, just to celebrate how amazing and awesome life is. Bye for now. I'm sure I'll speak to you again before the end of the week, because you can't shut me the fuck up when I'm this happy. Bye. Fucking hell, I've done it again. I woke up, it was 7:30 this time. For fuck's sake. So I left home at bang on 7:40. It takes me an hour to get there under normal traffic conditions, and the bell goes at 8:40. So, oh shit. The other thing as well is I'm covering for my boss all morning today. So I don't know what happened. I don't know when the alarm went off, but it always seems to be a Friday. Well, it was last time, it was a Friday. It's only happened twice. But I think it's got to be something to do with how I've got my alarm set up, because I was wearing my watch and my alarm should have gone off. I don't think I just went back to sleep. I think I would remember if I'd woken up and turned my alarm off and then gone back to sleep. So I'm pretty sure it didn't go off, but I'll have to double check that and really make sure I've got it set up properly. Fuck it up. I'm supposed to have done some technical training on sound production and stuff like that, and I can't even work my fucking phone and watch. So yeah, so I'm just gonna concentrate on driving now. But on the plus side, I did hit my 7-hour sleep goal as a result, so you know, silver linings and all that. But it's the last day of the week for school, so I'm going to get home and I'll be able to, I'll probably have a nice relaxing bath and maybe a snooze before this evening's performance this afternoon. I've got 4 lessons to do this morning, and then I think the last lesson this morning is a non-contact, because I think I need that to make sure I stay within my allowable contact time for the week. And then it'll be the last 3 shows of School of Rock, and then back to a Bugsy rehearsal on Sunday, which I have no fucking idea what I'm doing with, but I have decided that, I mean, I think that one might be one of those 5-hour, no, I think it's a 3-hour one, I don't know, I'll have to double check, they might have changed it, but yeah, I'll probably have a bit of spare time there, and I'm going to use that to be doing the work that I need to do for that thing, because things are having to now start migrating into their own territory in terms of, I've got so much shit to do at school, I need to spend the time at school doing the stuff that I need to do for school and not for other shows or for other admin. Primarily that is, I mean, you get the odd email that comes through that needs dealing with fairly quickly, but what was the other thing? Yeah, so Bugsy will have to wait until that. Oh, fucking hell, there's a traffic queue. So, yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm going to get there on time. I'm hungry. I haven't had any fucking breakfast. Oh. Okay, I've got a packet of crisps with me, actually, but they're in the boot. I'm going to shut up and go and listen to some music. I made sure I made my coffee to wake me up on the way, so speak to you later. Well, I got away with that. End of the day now. Well, end of a Friday. It's nearly 2 o'clock. And, I got there. Literally just opened my car door in the car park as the first bell was going. But we get like a 5-minute warning bell. So I was in class and ready to rumble. Things were slightly different from what I was expecting. But it's all good. I'm just winging it. It's getting to that point of the term now. There's 4 weeks to go. We're 1 week away from the beginning of December, which is the first Christmas concert. And it's just kind of getting to, right, let's be wrapping shit up and getting on with Christmas projects and just surviving the rest of the term. So I'm on my way home now. I'm going to pick up some, because I didn't have any breakfast, so I just managed to grab myself a pizza wheel from the canteen at lunch after break this morning as my breakfast. I joined the cake club as well, so I get that every week on a Friday now, although I didn't know about that till after break today, so that's why I had a pizza wheel. But 99 pizza Kim McNuggets on the way home, and just winging it, happy, busy, looking forward to, do you know, I just thought, wow, I've got a couple of hours this afternoon. What is it now? It's 2 o'clock. I need to leave probably 5:45, so I'm going to be home by 3. That's enough time for a bath, a nap, and even watching a program with my wife. Fucking luxuries. Okay, there we go then. That's it. Just bluffing my way through it all and getting there. It's lovely. Oh, and I got the money through from Universal Credit as well now, so all is good with the world. Oh, I definitely feel as though I'm living a double life now. Been out and done a whole day's work at school, and then, I suppose it's only 2/3 of a day on a Friday, but back home, had a time to have a sit down and a cup of tea and a little natter with my wife, and then had a nice relaxing bath, got myself all spruced up. I'm in my rock gear tonight. I mean, we're all wearing rock t-shirts all week, but at least tonight I've got my jeans and my Converse on and my rock t-shirt, so I'm feeling more like in the zone for school of rock tonight. But yeah, Friday evening, so just, I mean, I'm tired, but it's that kind of cumulative tiredness from throughout the week, and I'm fine with it because I know I'm getting a couple of lie-ins. So looking forward to a show tonight. I have already been in touch with my daughter, which means I shall be enjoying a Pizza Hut with my daughter at tea time tomorrow in between the two shows. That'll be lovely because I don't get to see her much. And she's a daddy's girl, definitely. But that's about it. I just wanted to pop in to say, yeah, it's great. I'm loving it. And yeah, I think you get the gist. Bye. A little bit flustered. 20 to 1. I got up at 11, had my nice lie-in, and I thought, oh, that'll be plenty of time to get myself ready. And then just kind of got caught up with downloading the pan. Fuck's sake! So, sorry, my recording got paused by somebody calling from Cardiff. I don't know anyone in Cardiff, so I'm assuming it was some kind of spam thing. Where was I? Yes, a bit flustered. Yeah, I got caught up with downloading the Panto music, which I need to have on my iPad ready for the bank call on Monday. So it's a bit of a faff because it's in a Google Drive, and it's a bit tricky kind of getting it downloaded to the right place. So I just ended up going onto my laptop so that I could get it, and then transferring it to iCloud and making sure that it then got onto my iPad, because downloading stuff from Google Drive seems to be unless it's me being a thick bastard, but it seems to be a bit trickier on a mobile device or on an iPad than it is from a sort of a laptop or a PC window. So I don't know, maybe just something I need to look into when I've got a bit of time. So yeah, I was hoping to be away by sort of quarter past 12, half past at the latest, but actually it was later than that. So, because the show starts at 2, so I really need to be, or I want to be getting into the pit for about 1:30, just so that people aren't panicking and stuff. But I haven't been getting there before the house opens every night so far. So anyway, I'm going to start calming down a bit. I'm really enjoying my explorations through the top album lists from Kerrang. 1986 at the moment I'm on, which is kind of just before I started getting into heavy rock and metal. That was probably a couple of years later, but my first ever proper gig was from the band that I'm listening to, probably their most successful album at the moment, Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet. But it's bringing back some memories. It's been a long time since I've listened to that album, and this is one of the good things I think about going through these charts in order kind of thing, is like you get to listen to a whole load of new music. I actually really enjoyed the So album by Peter Gabriel the other day. It kind of came off the back of a Megadeth album, so it was like, this is going to be a bit tame, but actually it was really good. So yeah, enjoying that. Anyway, I'm going to go and start trying to calm down now, have some coffee and carry on listening to my 1986. So I'm looking forward to carrying on through that. Well, eventually I'll get up to date with the Kerrang lists, and then I'll have to choose something else to go through the annals of history, the anals of history with. But I shall leave that until I get to that point, because it's going to be a while. I am getting, the amount of driving I'm doing at the moment, I am getting through about 3 or 4 albums a day, which is great. So anyway, that's it for now. So yeah, in between the shows, unless anything mega interesting happens in the next 3/4 of an hour on the journey, probably won't be speaking to you again this episode, maybe, because in between the shows I'm meeting up with my daughter and her boyfriend. We are going out for tea, because we're getting 2 hours to eat because it's a 2 o'clock matinee. I had thought it was 2:30, but it's a 2 o'clock matinee. So yeah, that'll be nice to catch up with them. So the next thing you hear will hopefully be the finale section from the last show tonight of School of Rock, where we stick it to the mount one last time. And from what I remember from last night, thinking about it, it's the you should be hearing the competition encore and the curtain calls. Pardon me. Do enjoy. I will speak to you again in the next chaotic episode. And that's it. Cue the music.
Oh, thank you.
Fucking hell, that was something else. Oh, excuse me, I'm knackered. I'm just on my way around to pick up the gear. I know I said I was going to make that my last clip, but I was wrong because it was an amazing evening. Kids, fucking hell, they have not learned how to, for the good, filter their emotions yet. So, like, they were just bouncing on the stage. And at the end, when they all came out on stage afterwards, they were just in floods of tears, and it was brilliant to see how amazingly well they'd done and how they just rose to the occasion and loved every minute of it. So there's absolutely no doubt that they will all be back on the stage. That's the sort of things that makes careers out of people, or at least lifelong hobbies, basically. Makes my life worthwhile. All the payment I need is all those kids' tears. reminds me of a Cards Against Humanity, but no, I won't go down there. So, yeah, the only way I can get through these kind of things, I remember from being a kid when these shows would happen, or tours or whatever, and certainly for the first few, you'd just be devastated when they were over, it would be the end of the world. But you bounce back, and now my strategy for dealing with it is always have something else lined up. So back to Bugsy rehearsal tomorrow, Panto band call on Monday, and that's the end of the episode. School of Rock is done. We are finished sticking it to the man. I'm sure it won't be the last time I do it, but an absolutely brilliant musical. If you ever get a chance to go see it, it's great. So that's it. I will now leave you with the, as promised before, the finale from tonight's show, School of Rock. Not Phoenix this time. It was Harlequin Theatre. Very different from Scrooge last week, but totally brilliant and fun show to play. And whatever's next is next. I'll see you on the next episode. Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.